Art will be down in a couple minutes to talk about the Burnside Bridge letter that we want to send, but I was wondering if anybody had any time to think of things that we want to discuss at the retreat that we're scheduled to have on December 3rd.
I wanted to, I think there might be a couple of things that came out of the presentation to City Council, and one of them being, you know, it seemed like there was an invitation from mm-hmm. the mayor to work with them on a few items. And I would like to know if there's concrete next steps that we can take to make that happen.
I haven't done anything yet, but I was Chloe Udaly said that she was interested in working with the commission with regard to outreach through the Office of Community and Civic Life, I think is what it's called. And I just wanted to, I haven't had a chance to brainstorm with Kara or leadership yet on what that might look like. And it sounded like that that would also be part of a push to get some money for an HRI. So I think that we should get together and talk about how we want to go about that. And I would reach out to Udaly's office, and I can reach out to the mayor's office too.
Is the retreat an appropriate time to talk about that?
For sure.
I think it's great. And I actually maybe even just come up with an action plan, or, you know, strategic plan of, you know, not let it happen to us, but say, all right, how can we get from here to the end of this year feeling like we, mm-hmm. you know, we push the agenda and not letting it just happen to us, basically. Mm-hmm. So I don't know whether that's us all agreeing that we're going to try to set up a meeting with at least one of the city councilors every month or two, or whether it's leadership. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. it seems like we, in the few years I've been on the commission, that we haven't sort of kept pushing for all the stuff that's in the report. We go out another year and then we realize, oh man, we.
That hasn't
so
been done.
How do we, to yeah. your point, how do we sort of keep that momentum going?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to spend some time at the retreat talking about that. How to make us effective in advocating for all the issues that we basically brought up, and what we're individually best suited to do in terms of our own skill sets.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
I'm looking at us all and just, you know, how do we be the best Landmarks Commission that's ever been and be the most effective, and how do we push people that don't want to do things to do things that are uncomfortable? Anyway, it's just you know, there's a new city commissioner coming on. How do we make sure we're, you know, listening to the needs that person has, their constituency, and building coalitions? You only need 3 votes, right? So we just need to build, you know, we need to lobby the 3 people that'll vote for us. So
I think along those lines, when you talk about planning for the year ahead, I think it would help me a lot if we had kind of a year calendar that had all the, you know, and we know the URM's going to come up again, kind of just so we can look at our efforts and kind of pre-plan, rather than sort of, I always feel like it's a little reactionary sometimes. And especially when it comes to doing the state of the city, I think, isn't that, aren't we pulling that back from our typical timeline next year?
Yeah, we're trying to, in the Historic Resources Code project, we're talking about revising the code to say that the state of the city is due by April 1st instead of September 1st. And the point of that is to get in front of City Council right before they're deciding the budget. Mm-hmm. And so we'd probably be looking at calendar years instead of fiscal years, which is what we've sort of been doing. So it's we didn't quite hit our target date this year, and we won't be going there probably before next April, just because we'll have such a short window of time to look at. So we're going to step it back and maybe deliver that in August or July next year. That's the idea anyway.
Thank you.
It's okay.
I think that moving it back is a good idea, and particularly eventually getting it before the budget. And to Commissioner Roman's point about trying to get in front of them more often, I really like the idea of a regular cadence for meeting with the commissioners. We could do, like, maybe take a rotation or something so that they can, you know, get to know some of us. And also, I thought that the materials that you sent out in connection with your walking tour was really, really helpful. I thought that was really a great opportunity for staff to sort of illustrate what we do, both in terms of the Design Commission and the Historic Landmarks Commission. I wonder if, with the introduction of the new commissioner, that might be an opportunity to, you know, offer another, like, maybe there should be a cadence for those too.
Yeah.
I don't know how often you guys do that, but that seemed like a really good thing to do, because then you can see it real time. And, you know, we talk a lot about what it feels like to be on the street and how this matters and mm-hmm. all that, but you can't really do that unless you're on the street. And
yeah,
you know, so that's great that you did that.
Yeah, we have that. Now that we have that tour mapped out, we could offer it to other city commissioners, and that is definitely a goal. Getting them to schedule time for us is a challenge, especially when we're not under them, because they have their own responsibilities. But I know that if they had the time, there are a couple of them that would definitely have the interest. So,
or even their
staff.
We're
working on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Bud Clark used to give press conferences from the Pittock Mansion years ago, and when Nick Fish was the Parks Commissioner, we got him up there a bunch of times. But there are a lot of historic buildings that the city owns that, you know, we could host little impromptu receptions or whatnot for, you know, Pittock's a great venue for that. Anyway.
That's a good point, too.
The walking tour looked like a fun thing, but none of us went on it, and maybe one of us should go on that just to get a little FaceTime and, you know.
And I like your idea of city-owned historic properties, because, you know, oftentimes, you know, again, you gotta somehow relate it to something that you experience on a day-to-day basis. So I think having, I don't know, have we identified all our city-owned historic buildings? Didn't we do that in one of our State of the City addresses? Or maybe we didn't. It would be good to have
a list.
Sorry.
A list. I can get Brandon to create that list.
And I only bring up the Pittock so often because I've been involved in up there so long, but they have metrics, visitor counts, tracked over a decade or more, showing the economic impact that place has on the city. And it's crazy. I mean, it's incredible how much tourist activity is generated. Tour groups, wedding photos. I mean, it's just a constant...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. It's
understood. It's an asset, and they should really recognize and use it. You know, use it as a venue for. Mm-hmm. You know, anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
We can always hold a retreat off-site. It's a bit of a challenge, just in terms of getting everyone there and the equipment that we need. But that's something that, I mean, ideally we would like to hold retreats outside of this building, but. Doesn't often happen, just in terms of securing the site and logistics.
What was that library we were in? The Rose and Raven Library? Is that
oh, yeah.
Oh, actually?
Well, I was was at the state advisory commission. I forget what the acronym is, but the people who, the commission for SHPO, recently, last week, and they had it at the Laurelhurst Club, but they had these microphones that they passed. Well, they only had one, but I was thinking if they had more than one, maybe it would address our AV issue, because I'm assuming the reason they were passing it around was to make sure it was recorded somewhere, right? I don't know.
And they do that regular. I think they move their meetings.
Yeah, all over the state. Yeah.
What happened with the Laurelhurst?
It was approved.
Yeah. Recommended for approval.
Recommended. Yeah, that's right. Sorry.
So that goes to NPS now?
Yeah. Any other retreat topics?
Yeah, sorry, I'm dominating. Education and kind of public outreach. So there's sort of the outreach to our council, you know, city council, but then I think we have the U of O. And if there's planning that needs to happen for that, and then maybe any other opportunities, there's the URM conference that Maya's involved with next year. So just ways to get us kind of out there with other kind of industry folk, but also just citizens in general.
And we, I'd add the other commissions too, I think, how we're relating.
Yeah.
And I think you and I and Kristen were at a meeting with the Planning Commission. It was very enlightening, and I think a learning experience about where we were all coming from. So that commission doesn't have a lot of background in historic preservation, and I think we have a role to try to help push our, you know, you think, I mentioned this at the meeting, that the Planning Commission should be planning for historic preservation or for historic districts. The ones we have should be part of the plan, should be to protect them, and I think there was
right zoning.
You know, it's almost, do we even want these things? And so it's it's like, no, part of your job as a planning commission is to plan for the future of the city, and part of that planning should involve 200 years from now, these historic districts should still be there.
Well, and the comp plan you guys just recommended and got approved specifically calls for that, so.
But they're looking at them as a hindrance to what they're doing. It's like getting in the way of, instead of part of their responsibility. Anyway,
yeah, I
would add that to
joint
our
commission.
Education is
And then in terms of joint commissions, maybe, you know, I think we talked previously about having maybe joint meetings with the design commission, or I don't know, I think I would like to have more interaction with those folks, as I think they confront some of the challenges that we experience as well, and it'd be nice to hear how they're handling some of those. That way it won't be so pointed that when we target the planning commission also.
Yeah, did design commission presented to city council last week, and it was kind of interesting to listen to their presentation and see their report. It's quite different from our report.
More development.
I mean, they are confronting the same, you know, a lot of the same issues, affordable housing and stuff.
So was your impression that they were different because the types of criteria they're applying are different from ours, or was your impression
the
that
reports?
Yeah, their reports and their, like, sort of where they're heading, and
I don't think it's too different. I just kind of, the nature of the report was very data-based. Versus sort of qualitative, or, you know, we had a lot of writing and research in ours. So
yeah, and I think that's in response to DOZA and the pressures that they've been seeing specifically through that process.
Right.
Is that they're expected to show results in fewer hearings per project, et cetera, and so there was a lot of data, and there was also a lot of a lot more pictures of projects that they reviewed, because they've reviewed a lot of projects.
Yeah, they did before and afters, yeah, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I can't keep track. Did Doza get passed?
There was a report that was created by a consultant that was accepted by City Council, which prompted BPS to work on code amendments that responded to the suggestions in that report. And so that's the process that we're in now.
And did that report include the removal of discretion to reduce FAR in height?
I believe that that's a suggestion in there, yeah.
And that
it was definitely discussed in there, yeah.
So if City Council accepted the report, does that mean that BPS now will be rewriting the code to reflect all that?
The code project is responsive to the suggestions. It doesn't mean that every suggestion that was made is going to be implemented as suggested.
I see.
BPS and PDS are working together very frequently, a couple mm-hmm. times a week, typically, on working through these ideas.
I see.
And eventually there will be some code language released, revised design guidelines released, and that will all have an opportunity for public comment.
And that would have to be passed by City Council through ordinance, right?
Yeah, they would adopt that, yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. Got it. Thanks.
I would imagine that design guidelines that you guys also implement, like Central City Fundamentals and Community Design Guidelines, would make an appearance here for your comments.
Okay, thank you.
Any other ideas? I mean, we can keep them coming over the next couple of weeks, too, so...
Just a minor one, and it's back to the idea. I think that we have Architecture Week in Portland, and I think the AIA does an award. It would be nice to support, you know, more of the successful historic preservation projects, and I don't know if that's just us getting more involved in making the AIA give out a historic preservation award, or supporting Restore Oregon's program, but... doesn't seem like we do enough. We did this year. We acknowledged the building of the year. Doesn't seem like we do enough to promote the good stuff that's happened. I don't want to take away Restore Oregon's, you know, they've got their DeMuro Award and there's the McMath Award. We should just be celebrating good works in historic preservation in Portland a little bit more than we are. So
sure. Well, I think this year's Project of the Year was a good start for that. And, you know, if I asked for money to make it something more than just a nod in the state of the city, I don't know how well that would go over with the current budget. Likewise, I can definitely encourage you all to attend those events. With it being understood that you're landmarks commissioners, but we can't pay for you to go.
I would love to do that. I don't want it to cost the city any money. It's just...
Yeah, but we could definitely... we could encourage the AIA to consider having a preservation award.
Can also find out through the AIHRC, you know, the national committee that I'm on.
Are any of you guys on the Architectural Foundation of Oregon? Is there another architecture? I'm not a member of that.
They kind of do more like education and architects in schools, right? And Architectural Foundation of Oregon, that's what it's called. I don't think they do any awards. They do tours, don't they do tours? Or I think they do kind of events.
They do like dinner with an architect and stuff like
right,
that.
Right, dinner, which is pretty successful.
And then they do have a gala, which just happened, I think, last week. where they recognize somebody. It was the Edlands, you know, who have had a big impact on architecture in Oregon.
So I'm on the advisory group of the AIHRC, which is the national HRC, and I can ask if they know of any other sort of chapter that's had an award, because I don't think on the national level the AIA doesn't have a preservation awards, do they? The national?
So.
Yeah, so it just would be interesting to know if any other chapters had been encouraged to do, like, you'd
but
think.
The city
like
used to have, it was, I mean, it was the Mayor's Choice Award. Remember it was, they used to have models of the buildings at the Galleria, or not the Galleria, the, I've got to get some more information on this for you guys, but it seemed like it was more of a public event, you know, celebrating architecture in Portland. I think the Brewery Blocks got the People's Choice one, or the Mayor's Award one year or something. So,
I was looking into, or supposed to be looking into whether there's other URM awards out there, because we want to, as part of that conference, we want to try to do that. But first, I wanted to find out if that's there's any precedent for it.
I have a question about, you know how in our State of the City address we sort of call out private parties who have done things to help with preservation, like the moving of the Morris Marks house and, you know, this one by the same people. And I know Rick Michelson recently won an award from the University of Oregon for his preservation work and went up. But I just kind of feel like there should be, I mean, it just seems like it's, there's the same people keep taking fishing money out of their pockets and doing this stuff for the city, you know, and it's for everybody. And I don't know, and I know we don't have any money in our budget, Hillary, and all that, but I just wonder if, you know, even like a public acknowledgement at city council or I don't know, something that would encourage other people to pitch in too, since we don't have public funds to do some of the stuff, like the person who saved the carousel.
Yeah.
You know, at
yeah,
we can always use the State of the City to as an opportunity just to thank people who were doing that. Extra.
There's a lot of that going on, which is nice.
An acknowledgement section. Can we switch to art?
Yes.